After grueling negotiations, Jews are bent on busting the deal. What's been 12 years in the making between Iran and permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany? Netanyahu and the Jewish lobby hope to crush by the stroke of a congressional pen. All of the P5 plus one are nuclear powers with their own scientists who helped forge the deal, making it impossible for Iran to supplant. But Bibsy and friends would have us believe that these experts are idiots and only they have the brains to create a good deal. Yet the U.S. won on every major point, with Iran surrendering nearly its entire nuclear program. But don't tell Congress, they march to a different tune.
We can insist that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program not be lifted for as long as Iran continues its aggression in the region and in the world. Before lifting those restrictions, the world should demand that Iran do three things. First, stop its aggression against its neighbors in the Middle East. Second, stop supporting terrorism around the world. And third, stop threatening to annihilate my country, Israel, the one and only Jewish state.
Makes my stomach turn. For the sake of the Jewish state, our hacks swallow every lie Bibsy feeds them. Enter AIPAC's latest subsidiary, Citizens for a Nuclear-Free Iran, led by former Senator Joseph Lieberman. Once Jews get a taste for power, they never retire. The indoctrination begins.
The Iran nuclear deal. Good deal or bad deal? Iran keeps their nuclear facilities.
Hold it. As an original signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Israel refuses to sign, Iran has the right to keep their nuclear facilities for peaceful use. All three of them. It's really not about nuclear weapons. Bibsy's in a panic because he didn't get the war he wants, which America would wage against Iran. He needs Iran to remain a boogeyman to justify Israel's militarism, its occupation of Palestine, and belligerent policies. But with the deal establishing Iran as a potential partner with the West, the boogeyman disappears. And without the distraction, the world's attention will intensify on Israel's own illicit nuclear weapons program.
Military sites can go uninspected.
Lie. The deal gives the IAEA access to Iran's Parchin military complex, where nuclear weapons research was possibly conducted prior to 2000. But tell me, what country allows inspections of their military sites that are not affiliated with a nuclear issue? How about we start with Israel?
Restrictions end after 10 years. Then Iran could build a nuclear weapon in 2 months.
Nope. Iran is cutting centrifuges by 75% and keeping enriched uranium under 5%. It would then take Iran 2 years to build a deliverable bomb. That is, if Iran didn't get caught. Highly unlikely.
Iran has violated 20 international agreements.
Israel's the most flagrant violator of international agreements of them all. What's in our faces is the growth of Israel's settlements in their military-occupied West Bank, a violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention.
Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism.
Israel is. It's been proven that Israel's been treating ISIS terrorists at its hospitals. And at least five top Iranian nuclear scientists, and who knows how many more, have been assassinated by the Mossad. Terrorism for Israel is any country that resists its quest for regional power and supports the Palestinians, whose land the Jews stole.
Congress should reject a bad deal.
If they do, it's a victory for Iran and a defeat for America. Sanctions can no longer be justified since Iran agreed to all demands. None of the conditions would apply. Inspections would no longer be in place, and Iran would be free to pursue a nuclear weapon if they even wish to. Europe will still exploit the huge market Iran offers, while U.S. businesses will be shut out. What do Netanyahu and AIPAC want? They want what's good for the Jews, but that's bad business for America.